A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk coming to you today on the 27th of August 2022. I'm your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga. Tonight, we are discussing challenges faced by women who say power cuts have worsened in the country amidst water shortages. But first, a look at what is happening in the U.S. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz accepted his party nomination as vice president during the third day of Democratic National Convention. VOA Midwest correspondent Kate Farabaugh has more from Chicago.
Opening the third day of Democrats' National Convention in Chicago, U.S. Senator Cory Booker from New Jersey outlined the night's theme.
Welcome to night three, and tonight is about freedom.
While some of the programming provided speakers opportunities to address topics including reproductive rights, environmental issues, and border security, much of the messaging focused on what Democrats say is the choice in the November election.
Kamala Harris for the people. And the other guy who's proved even more than the first go around that he's about me, myself, and I.
Former President Bill Clinton was one of the most anticipated speakers of the evening. Clinton, who has attended every convention for Democrats since 1972, drew from his own experience in the White House to explain why he believes Vice President Kamala Harris is the best choice for president.
Kamala Harris will work to solve our problems, seize our opportunities, ease our fears, and make sure every single American, however they vote, has a chance to chase their dreams.
But the key moment for Democrats was hearing from Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, who accepted his party's nomination as vice president.
It's the honor of my life to accept your nomination for vice president of the United States.
For many in the crowd, and those watching the convention around the country, Walz's speech was a sort of introduction.
Now, I grew up in Butte, Nebraska, a town of 400 people. I had 24 kids in my high school class, and none of them went to Yale. But I'll tell you what, growing up in a small town like that, you learn how to take care of each other.
Walz, a military veteran, former teacher, and American high school football and basketball coach, highlighted how these parts of his personal biography prepared him for a life in politics.
But it was those players and my students who inspired me to run for Congress. They saw in me what I had hoped to instill in them, a commitment to the common good, an understanding that we're all in this together, and the belief that a single person can make a real difference for their neighbors.
As the final speaker, Walz punctuated the freedom theme of the night.
But when we Democrats talk about freedom, we mean the freedom to make a better life for yourself and the people that you love. Freedom to make your own health care decisions. And yeah, your kids' freedom to go to school without worrying about being shot dead in the hall.
Democrats wrap up this convention on Thursday evening with a marquee moment, the acceptance speech of the party's nominee, Vice President Kamala Harris. Kate Farabaugh, VOA News, from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago.
Thank you there, Kane. As women in South Africa round up their activities of celebrating August, recognized as the Women's Month in South Africa, Zimbabwean women staying in that country say life has become unbearable as challenges of documentation have left them vulnerable, leaving them unemployable and not able to walk freely on the streets. Tuso Kumalo reports from Johannesburg in South Africa.
Abesifazane laba abasebenza njalo abahlala kwele South Africa bathi kubo izililo zodwa ngesikhathi kuthakazelelwa inyanga yabomama. Owesifazane weZimbabwe unkosazana Pamela Ncube uthi sebephila njengabomu abona bulawe indawo zonke.
So besicela ukuthi sisupportaneni labahlukunyezwayo because ukuhlukunyezwa ngapha la ngapha ungahlali ma uhlukunyezwa hlobo zami yinto engayisho kubo mama because hey siyasaba la kuphumela la ngaphandle khona kunzima kodwa masibambene ezimbokodo hayi kuba lula njalo ibona ukuthi asoba lapha. So ngesifiso sesiyafisa ukuthi ngabe kuyalunga yazi uyefika sefu kini le nje ukuthi ekhaya kithi eZimbabwe ufile sefu la lapha hayi asikho safe at all uhamba estradeni uthathe ifoni uhamba usudujuliwe this lokho lalokho so vele ku too much kugcwele ngapha la ngapha hayi asikwazi ukuthi siphebe la la khona le sizothi hayi sokuhlukunyiswa so hayi angazi uNkulunkulu nguye osangangene.
Unkosikazi Sithandile Dliwayo uthi nani lezehlakalo zokudlengulwa lokubulawa kwabomama sekusenza bahambe bethithikele.
Kakhulukazi thina esivela amantombazana kubuhlungu kakhulu ngoba noma uhleli nje noma umntana wakho uthi uyamthuma ukuthi kahambe esitolo kubuhlungu noma ephenduka nje uyathandaza kuNkulunkulu uthi ngiyabonga ufike ephephile. Ngoba manje akusalunganga uyahlangana lo muntu wesilisa amnikeze no2 rand amtshela ukuthi umalume woza mayifika ngale yamdlengula umntwana. Umntwana mayifika ngapha sometimes uthi ahambe e-report abafuna ama-proof. Sometimes uthola ukuthi umntwana se-ratio sebuliwe. Akula manje baba-rapper babakhathe bayenzeni awusazi ukuthi wenze njani uma umuntu esifazana. Ene noma uthi azama ukuthi ulwisane lakho yabona uma umuntu wangaphandle i-case yakho nje ifana lomlilo wamaphepha kubuhlungu kakhulu.
Unkosazana Langelihle Sibanda uthi baphakathi kwetshe lembokoto.
Nabo babehlala nabezindlini ngabangaphenduka izilwane kodwa babe yibo ama-protectors ethu. Isikhathi esiningi angale siyajola kodwa umjolo usuka usukelekiwe kubobaba. Umuntu uhluleka ukusupporta financially, emotionally and physically. Ubusuthola omunye umuntu ngaphandle ozokwakuza ukuphatha kahle. Angithi ukuthi ku-right but obaba ehlala nabezindlini ngababe yibo abasivikelayo ukuze siwuqede lalo mjolo khona ngaphandle.
Kodwa kumphathi ntambo bona ngokuhlelwa kwezidingo zomphakathi ofisini kamongameli unkosikazi Maropene Ramakgopa uthi kufanele abeZimbabwe laba badinga amaphepha aqondileyo ukuze uhulumende abagoqele enhlelweni zezidingo zempilo. Kodwa kabesifazane laba bathi njengoba ukutholakala kwamaphepha la kulukhuni okwempi yengidi lelahle sekusezandleni zikamvela ingqangu ukusho ukuthi ziyowelaphi induku lobhaxako. Ngimele Studio 7 eJohannesburg kule South Africa inguThuso Khumalo.
Viva bomama, viva!
Viva!
Viva ngembokodo, viva!
Viva!
Phansi ngabahlukumezayo, phansi!
Phansi!
With that, let's take a short break and we'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Back to our topic, residents and business operators say they are facing challenges as power outages have increased in the country. Government has said water levels are low to generate power from Kariba and Wangedemal power stations, among other challenges. On Wange, the government says it is securing the country's power generation capacity After commissioning the Dega upgradation project, which is expected to ensure reliable water supplies for Wange, the country's largest coal-fired power plant from the Zambezi River, according to state media. Exim Bank of India reportedly funded the project through a US$48.1 million credit line to ensure the extended Wange Power Station Units 7 and 8 have adequate water for boilers and cooling, with an extra supply for the local Dega community. Meanwhile, residents in most towns across the country also complain of water shortages. To discuss the topic in depth, we are joined by Mrs. Constance Shumba, head of the Women's Desk in the Harare Residents Trust, and Councillor Kalazani Ndlovu, chairperson of the Water Committee at the Bulawayo City Council. We'll start with you, Mrs. Shumba. May you explain the electricity and water challenges in the capital and how women are facing these challenges? Over to you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you. I think maybe in Harare, we are residents are facing a lot of challenges on power cuts and water shortages in Harare. So for the past 2 weeks, people were, I think for the past 1 week during the FEDAC summit, people were very happy because the electricity everywhere and people were very happy. So after this FEDAC summit, people went back to their day-to-day thing, which they say is 12 hours, they are facing 12 hours. Power cuts in Harare. So we are seeing that residents are facing a lot of challenges, especially the women. They are facing a lot of challenges when there is no electricity. We say that it's a workload. It's an increased workload to the women when there's no electricity. The women have to rely on manual methods for the task of cooking and cleaning in their households, which eventually put an increased workload to them. We are seeing that a lot of people, because of the economic hardships in Harare, other people collect plastic containers of food, milk, food. Trying to make fire to cook fire to doing day to day things which are needed in the household, which is electricity. The limitation of not accessing light, accessing power. It also there's also a challenge of lightning, which is a very big challenge to the young children, the women. What I'm saying is our coverage of numbers. The first challenge is power no famba mabima. So people will be using like their candles. They will be using small lights in their household. So the lights to flash out outside their yard, there will be no those lights. Apparently, they will call the rest of the women that darkness in the call the rest of the women that they were cut in the communities. And also, there's also the challenge of those who are on education, especially when it comes to buying sugar, wire, medication, now in hunger, in my fridge. But because of the power cuts, it means there's no refrigerator breaking. So it's not convenient for my challenges. When you are one of them, end up using medication is still in the refrigerator sometimes. And also those who are in labor, you find it in my community, the minor clinics, the minor polyclinics. But although the city council is installed the solar panels, you find it in my community, polyclinic, solar panels, we are your solar equipment. No one gets that you're shunned. No one shall pa clinic, which is one of the Yakadi in the batteries were stolen. You wonder why it could be the Yakadi was in the
Thank you so much. We'll come to you, back to you, Mrs. Chumbat, for the other challenge. Coming to you, Councillor Ndlovu, we have heard what Mrs. Chumbat is saying, they're outlining challenges in Harare. Yes, as Kuluma Sindevelu Mati, Gulo Shupolu Fanayo, Yini, Gobulawayo, Isakamis Nabezi, Peganello Shupolu Fanao, says Kangela, Amanzi, Ugucha Mashana, Gamaketi, Jalo Lenzan, and Jenny Council.
Especially over Mama Amand, now we said, the people who now we are not reaching, for example, Amata Martin. But it's because Ama gave the Atala a team. Upon going there, I have been abused or maybe we have the condition from the cutting at a thing, Utana Afundi, the Konaput, Umuntia condition, we are home. Baba exposed because a cutting thing, it is a link to Hapila Econom, Umama Sichona Sitanda, the thing within Tamama Hujuel. The link to our encounter because of our patriarchy system.
Yenza kubamba umlomo khonapho sathi sesibuyela ukuthi usitshele ukuthi liyenzani njengecouncil khonapho ukuthi liqede lolo hlupho. And it's interesting that we see that the women in both cities are facing same problems probably throughout the country too, and they are exposed to young girls are exposed to sexual advances or even sexual violence while they look for firewood and while they go to fetch some water, usually from unhygienic sources. Yes, and we're coming back to you, Mrs. Shumba. You were about to delve into other challenges faced by women in Harare. You can go ahead, in Shona.
Okay. Besides power cuts, I'm going to not mind the issue of your fashion stage. And what I'm going to do is to see communities in Mangwe Akwana Mbura once a week, Mangwe Anwanda Mbura thrice a week, Chichungo Sian and Jimbo, the rest of that, as a part of neighboring, one of the two communities, they are now forbidden the CCA, Wakina Mbura, this is like Mabuku Tafara, and also in Chichungo Zawu. Tumuna kupikuwa amena kama kutika, ya yeku tako, awachi tumburina nitari kutikusha zuhili Mbura. But at the same time, in the Harare suburbs, you find that the people who are communities in the community are not in the community. People end up fetching water from the shallow wells in Jimbo. It's not the Utano, Akapo, Akanaka, or Kutuan, or Kanteki, Kucherambura. And also, when Wakacherambura is busy, who has not been the one who has been the one who one of the Vishandisa, Mukukika, Chaimu, but at the same time, doing the Bissina, Bissin Brada, Zenit, or Shakanata. But I think my two challenges, you know, which I'm going to see, you know, I'm going to see, I'm going to see, I didn't manage to see a person, I was there, I think I'm going to see, 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 and also, what kind of HBCA, one of the most common boys, the Papa, one of the who are also one of the quite sexual abuse, but what's in the other one of the Jacobimba, one of Garakumbarakadari, but what are traumatized because of these issues. And also, now have unborn diseases, children who are not here, and we are beginning to change. Yes, they will be generated, just to come in, and I think anyone who can resort to unprotected sources of water. I don't know what I'm doing. It's totally different because the town of Mbura in Shanda Zakanyanya, that is Mbura, the Kumisha, Kumisha, they use beer toilets and in town they use materials to go flash. But I can't say, you tell me, Muma, Boot, Muma, that Buraka, and the at the end of the day, we have to look at that in the past, almost 100 liters today, so that she can save you. And by passing Bura, and also those girls, where could you are wearing, what is disadvantage, where could you are wearing, one is watching the nomination in Brazil, they are the ones who are already watching the nomination of the Imao, the Pamba, second guy at the Santa Guerra to Indiana, the Roman, because of the informal state, maybe the Pamba, I'm not going to be able to do this. apa iye ane ngati kasaza no pisa but kasaza biko kuma 6 wana wasati ayase wana wa club kuno kasi wa ndima 6 wana ni wana ni kwa wa baba wa yashika za rafoni za ndo za kana ine
sio sio so much we'll come back to you again Mrs. Shumba, thank you so much for that. You hear today Mrs. Shumba with her, especially the last part of her contribution where she says these power cuts can also lead to domestic violence because some men, husbands, will come late at night and they want hot food. If you tell them there was no electricity and you don't have firewood to make the fire, they are angry at you. That is, it may sound unreasonable, but women do face such challenges. Yes, coming to you, Councillor Ndlovu, as the local authority, how are you addressing the water shortages? And on the power cuts, have you engaged stakeholders? How do you explain these problems to your communities?
Yeah, well,
Yes, but have you met stakeholders as far as electricity is concerned? Are you part of the meetings too?
Yes.
Okay. You can go ahead.
And mentally, I want to have a and I love a pretty candy. I'm not really too fancy. You cheat on the friendship and wonder and believe me. This is woman in the way a man. Papa, they didn't say they want to be the fancy. The fancy, you are a happy thing in a solution. In time, Papa, I have a business in my own school and around the land.
Yebo ke sisiza kubamba umlomo kunapho siyaxolisa Councillor isikhathi asenelisi ukuthi siqhubeke besithanda ukuzwa sithi kwenzakalani but we'll give this last minute to Mrs. Constance Shumba to say your last word. So you have about a minute. Go ahead.
Okay, I think Isusu Serra is trusted to Kukuri Drama Council, especially the Harare Council, to upgrade its infrastructure to Morton Jeffrey so that anyone can cater for everyone, which have no access to water, and also to know critical education meetings in the community, to also do water conservation. Conservation will involve in the water management so that one can manage the communities, especially when those boards to put some committees and one can manage the boards. I will put Agari Ari in Chishanda so that I was basically
okay,
you could
go. Thank you so much. That was Mrs. Constance Shumba of the Women Desk at the Harare Resident Trust. And earlier on, you heard from Councillor Kalazani Ndlovu of Ward 10 and Tumbane, who's also the Water Chair Committee. Signing off, I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga here in Washington, D.C.